Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. After all that talk about Jaylen Warren the last few weeks, and rightfully so, Najee Harris reminded Steelers fans just how good he is and how valuable he is to the Steelers on Sunday in a much-needed road win against the Cincinnati Bengals in AFC North football. Following the coaching change with the firing of offensive coordinator Matt Canada last Tuesday, the Steelers' new decision-makers on the offensive side of the ball seem to put more of an emphasis on getting Najee Harris going in the run game with consistent work throughout the game. He rewarded the Steelers with his best game in nearly a year, rushing for 99 yards and a touchdown on 15 carries in the 16-10 win. He got better and better as the game went along. He tends to do that with consistent work. He might even win his own Angry Run Scepter this week from Good Morning Football, thanks to a punishing 20-yard run from his own 11-yard line in the first quarter, keeping his legs driving and dragging defenders with him, turning a short gain into an explosive run. Oh, and by the way, he's now tied for the league lead in explosive runs. So much for him not being able to do that, huh? That run alone from Najee Harris showed just how important he is to this franchise on and off the field, believe it or not. He is the epitome of what it means to be a Pittsburgh Steelers running back. On every carry, Harris fights for every available blade of grass. He has a never-say-die attitude, refuses to go down on first contact, and you never have to question his heart or effort level, something that can't be said of every player on the offense on a down-to-down basis. That 20-yard run in the first quarter set the tone for the rest of his day. He added another explosive run later in the game and should have had a 100-yard game, but he lost a yard on his final carry, causing him to finish with 99 yards. It was a terrific day for the much-maligned former first-round running back. When the weather gets cold and November football turns into December football, that's where Harris becomes the monster that the Steelers have to keep feeding. He's going to wear defenses down, carry after carry, much like he did against the Bengals on Sunday. Pittsburgh is firing on all cylinders right now in the run game. And quite honestly, it's no surprise that Harris is having a hand in that. Now, it's time to sit back and watch the workhorse do his thing, as the Steelers look to unleash hell in December. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.